All right. We will open up this special court session for the purpose of at 9:01. For the purpose of doing the canvas of general election. Ms. Donna, you were up.
So the attachments that each one of you will have, the first page is basically a statistics page. Just kind of giving an overview front page over the past 10 years of constitutional amendments, just showing like registered voters and the percentage of turnout.
About the same amount of votes every year.
That COVID year was a down year, huh?
Yeah, I didn't have all the registered voter count for 2021 to give you a percentage there, but.
Yeah, I just got done with that one.
23 looks like
17, so
was the highest turnout.
May not be much on there.
And two, it depends on what, you know, draws them out. And so I'm going to go over the next.
Mm-hmm.
Packet is the summary results report for the November 4th, 2025 constitutional amendment election, with absentee having 115, early voting 2,398, election day 3,301, for total ballots cast of 5,814. Out of 56,216 registered voters, for a percentage turnout of 10.34%. And then the rest of this packet will just give an overview of the final results per proposition for the whole entire county. I'm assuming since I'm filing all of these documents with the county clerk that I don't need to read all that.
Not for me.
It's interesting that the totals vary so much.
And then the second packet is a breakdown by precinct. And the third packet is a breakdown by polling location. So the legislative did change the documents that we have to come canvass with, and so these three packets are the required documents to present in canvassing.
I'm surprised the turnout just ended up somewhat, I don't want to say high, that's the wrong word, but better than I expected. The precinct 2 pod. We have 325 voters. So.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's what I'm getting at. I mean, overall, that's not, with it being a new location, and the airport only had 324.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Orange Library, always the highest for the most part. They do really good.
Constituents gave billions of dollars to all these new funds.
Yeah, sure. Because they don't think that's their money.
They just didn't push it good enough.
Yeah, that's things
that, you know, affects your daily life. Uh-huh. Right now.
Yeah.
everybody's standing, I think, if you heard me.
He was rather early.
Overachiever today.
There's your second.
I'm trying to read. You overachievers. There you go. Got a motion by two, a second by four to accept the canvassing votes as presented. Any further discussion?
No, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to commend the governor for not being nervous.
Thank you.
We're doing a great job.
That's so hard.
Yeah, doing a great job.
Absolutely.
As always.
Information, all these breakdowns.
As always. Yeah, I know it's deal, and we'll work through the rest of this stuff before the next one, but we'll see. Hopefully by the next one, we'll have all of our pods up and operational and can use those as the locations. We should. I mean, there's no reason we shouldn't have those by March.
By March.
Precinct four pod.
Depends on energy.
No doubt.
Do we think that that pod would be a better location than Gould, the Gould Center?
Well, Gould's good. We own Gould, so. Yeah, yeah, they're going to go there. And
it's easier to get to and get out.
And Gould's one of our buildings, so one of our properties, so it works. It makes sense.
I mean, and you can, I'm sorry, you can look at the numbers for polling locations. That is on election day our busiest location.
Yeah. Well, that's where the fights take place and things like that.
The five does was the one that makes Oaks.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about scheduling conflicts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and
just as
you did do early at the pod, huh?
No, if election day at the pod.
Well, the election day at the pod.
Because we couldn't get the Oaks.
We had a scheduling conflict.
So you did early at the
yeah. And I feel like
all right.
Well,
let's get out of the official stuff first.
I feel like the airport is really increasing with each election on election day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first it kind of was turning out kind of slow, but it's really increasing.
We move that one. That one will be moved to the pod. Mm-hmm. As we'll eliminate the airport building itself. That ought to help that one a lot, just for
I think this
visibility.
Plays a big role too.
Is Plymouth gone?
Mm-hmm.
And it's only one place when you pull in.
And then we'll move LCM election day to pod one, and that normally runs around our second.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get to the official adjournment. I've got I had a motion by four and a second by three to adjourn. Really everybody. But we haven't officially done it yet. All right. Any further discussion about adjournment? All in favor? All right. We are officially adjourned at 9:09.